From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture reports the loss of another 212 dairy farms in the first quarter of 2019. On April 1st, the number of licensed dairy farms in Wisconsin stood at 7,898. If the current exit rate continues, Wisconsin is on pace to lose 850 dairy farms this year, a loss of more than 10%. Since 2015, Wisconsin has lost nearly 2,200 farms, a decline of 22%. Debt-to-asset ratios are on the rise, working capital is eroding, and farmer sentiment is on the decline. But while Farmer Mac economist Jackson Takich cautions 2019 won't be a home run year for most producers, he says it will likely be another level year in terms of profitability, but will depend on region and will vary widely depending on the crop or livestock. Overall, USDA currently projects net farm income will rise by 10%, while net cash income is forecast to increase by 4.7%. Barry G. says it will comply with a mediation order from a California judge, but it will continue to defend its products in court. California Judge Vince Chabria, who is overseeing the litigation alleging Bayer's glyphosate-based weed killers cause cancer, canceled a trial set for late May and ordered confidential mediation between the company and the plaintiff's lawyers. According to agrimarketing.com, Bayer accepted the order in good faith, but reaffirmed its belief in glyphosate's safety record. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.